from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with an Independence Day do list. And this week, we're watching opera at the ballpark and attending a Freedom Fest. David Wiegand and I are free of inhibitions today, aren't we, David? He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
Let's open with the charming results of a Kickstarter campaign.
Ooh, you think you're running too? Heart's gone empty, why don't you?
Cassandra Violet is an L.A. school teacher and singer-songwriter, and she raised the money to make a video of the song we just heard, Beyond the Fray, on Kickstarter, and she caught our eye.
Yeah, she really did, and she caught my ear, too. You know, I have to say that for someone who doesn't sing on key, she's really good. But, you know, it's weird, because at first I heard, oh, no, no, you're off key. And I started listening and kept listening, and I was kind of mesmerized. Her music is really kind of contagious in a good way.
Cassandra Violet plays the Blackbird Tavern in San Jose tomorrow night, and it's free, one of our three cheap thrills this week. Julia Adam is a former lead dancer with the San Francisco Ballet and a gifted choreographer, and now she wants to dance on Tamales Bay, which is
not
the kind of Jesus thing. How is she going to do that?
She's doing it at the boathouse, actually, at the Brock Schreiber Boathouse. Julia is an amazing dancer, but she also did a lot of choreography. She did that piece called Night for San Francisco Ballet that is just, you know, indelible in my mind. It was so terrific. But she's created this piece, which is sort of multi-dimensional. It's food, it's music, it's, you know, an event and so forth. And it's being set in the boathouse. And it also, the choreography has a water theme to it, so don't fall in.
Julia Adams, the Boathouse Project, runs tonight through Sunday in Inverness. And now a chance to eat garlic fries while listening to this beautiful duet. That's Stephen Costello and Eileen Perez singing an aria from La Traviata. And this is a married couple that Vanity Fair called the Beyoncé and Jay-Z of opera, which is kind of ludicrous, but you can hear how good they are together.
They are never going to live that down. That's going to follow them for the rest of their careers. People might know Stephen Costello because he played Ishmael in Jake Heggie's Moby Dick. Really
and
great
he was good,
voice.
Yeah.
He's very good. Both of them are very good. And you can see them on Saturday night at AT&T Park. That's a sign simulcast from the Opera House, and it's free, although you're advised to go online to the opera's website and register in advance.
A couple of plays now. Santa Cruz Shakespeare is opening its summer season with As You Like It. This is a more complicated situation than it sounds because the 32-year-old Shakespeare Santa Cruz that did shows in the Glen shut down last year, but it seems to have risen from the ashes.
It has. At least for now, it's got a new name. They're doing a small season. They have As You Like It, and then after that, they have The Merry Wives of Windsor. And I hope they survive. I mean, I think one way or another, we really need to have this company, and even though there isn't room for them at the UC Santa Cruz, there ought to be room in the South Bay for them.
Santa Cruz Shakespeare's production of As You Like It continues through August 10th at the Glen on the UC Santa Cruz campus. And a shout out as well, the Aurora Theater in Berkeley is doing a wonderful production of David Mamet's American Buffalo, featuring a great cast headed by James Carpenter. It's a sad and nasty and very vulgar and funny look at loyalty and trust. American Buffalo continues at the Aurora Theater through July 20th. And now for some rock and roll. Some frantic noise there from local heroes, the OCs, off their new CD. And they're part of the lineup at Burger Boogaloo this weekend, along with, oh, I'm so excited, Ronnie Spector.
I know.
And her hair is still big, huh?
I'm sure it's still very big. Whether it's her own or not, I can't tell you. But Ronnie Spector was the original bad girl of pop music back in the 60s. She is really rock royalty. But there's also a lot of other groups on the bill as well, including Shannon and the Clams, Milk and Cookies, No Bunny, and this guy that I really like named Juan Waters, who has an album called Sanity or Not. He's chosen for the Not, and don't miss him.
Burger Boogaloo takes over Mosswood Park in Oakland Saturday and Sunday for some killer rock and roll. And we're also big fans of the folks at Bay Bridge, and they're throwing a party this afternoon. It's the 9th annual El Rio Big Time Freedom Festival. Tell us who's on the bill.
Well, we have three people on the bill, three groups: Golden Void, Bob Saget, and Once and Future Band.
Catch the El Rio Big Time Freedom Festival at El Rio in San Francisco starting this afternoon at 3 p.m. Just $8, three cheap thrills this week. Such a deal. Thanks an awful lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/thedolist and follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.